Manu Patra alerts dated 5 December 2018. Supreme Court has reiterated that any challenge to arbitrator appointed should be raised before arbitrator himself under Section 13 of the Arbitration and Conciliation Act 1996, in the first instance and thereafter under Section 34 of the Act. Supreme Court, while disposing of an appeal against a 60-page remand order by the Himachal Pradesh High Court, has observed that brevity being a virtue, it must be observed as far as possible while expressing an opinion. Supreme Court has granted interim protection from arrest to a rape accused who was accused of kidnapping a girl and committing rape on her and later married the victim. Supreme Court has asserted that an order of acquittal cannot be interfered with on the ground that a different view was possible on the basis of evidence available on record. Supreme Court has reduced the sentence of 1 year imprisonment to 3 months to a medical shop owner who stored certain drugs without a valid drug license, taking into account his plea that he was not aware that he has to obtain such a license for sale of drugs. Supreme Court has asked Kerala and Bihar High Court to dispose of on priority basis pending criminal matters in which existing or former legislators are implicated, and to this end, designate as many sessions and magistrates' courts in each district as special courts as it may be deemed necessary. Kerala High Court has directed that government should give wide publicity about the flood benefit scheme with the objective of making maximum persons aware of the flood benefit scheme mooted by the Kerala government. Supreme Court has allowed the Income Tax Department to reopen the tax assessment of Congress leaders Rahul and Sonia Gandhi for 2011 to 2012 in connection with the National Herald case. Delhi High Court has allowed a 16-year-old rape survivor, who was 22 weeks pregnant, to terminate her pregnancy even after the medical board constituted at GTB Hospital said abortion at this stage would carry a higher risk of mortality and morbidity. Delhi High Court has pulled up Delhi Transport Corporation, DTC, for its unnecessary indiscriminate litigation and imposed cost of 1 lakh rupees on it, while suggesting that it revamp its legal department. Bombay High Court has held that frequent quarrels with wife after consuming liquor during married life of 17 years may amount to cruelty because conduct is harsh and harmful, but the same may not be sufficient to infer abetment to suicide. Kerala High Court has dismissed a PIL filed by BJP leader Shobha Surendran questioning police measures in Sabarimala matter and imposed a cost of 25,000 rupees. Bombay High Court has granted anticipatory bail to a man who had approached the court after his wife lodged a case against him for trying to divorce her under the now banned triple talaq practice. Allahabad High Court has imposed cost of 5,000 rupees on a doctor of Bahraich District Hospital for writing a post-mortem report in illegible handwriting. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal has held that NCLT, the adjudicating authority under the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code, was not a court or a tribunal and hence cannot decide the legality of a foreign decree.